It is the home stretch of the Thursday program, which means this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Cause it's the lightning round, the last one that we'll ever do, where I have to think of Alex Rodriguez in a Yankee uniform, cause he's a scumbag, but he's going away.
I'm
going to
ask you about A-Rod every Thursday for the next forever
now.
Oh,
that's rude.
Look what you've just done.
Offensive.
After a minor paint debacle, the NFL season begins tonight, and we can finally take our turn focusing from pretending we care about the MLB. There are some interesting matchups, and more importantly, some big names that we're playing under some new circumstances. Which players are you most excited to see, or at least read or hear about their performances tonight? A. Jimmy Garoppolo, starting for the New England Patriots. He's standing in for Tom Brady for the next 8 weeks, and people kind of want to know what this Patriots offense is going to look like when Tom Brady isn't running it. B. Kevin White, wide receiver for the Bears. The number 7 overall pick from the 2015 draft hasn't actually played football since he tore his ACL in training camp last season. He's essentially a rookie with 2 seasons of knowledge of the offense and a solid number 2 option for Jay Cutler. C. Whoever ends up playing quarterback for the Broncos. So far, no word has come out who's going to be taking over for Peyton Manning. It could be veteran Mark Buttfumble Sanchez or rookie Paxton Lynch from Memphis, the 26th pick in the draft. With all of the weapons that Denver has to throw around, it's possible any guy could run that offense.
I got to figure a team that just won the Super Bowl, and we really kind of have a minimal idea, well, who's going to play quarterback for them week one? And if you look at the options, it's like, well, they're not going to have the same problem next year, I guess. So I'm going to go with who the hell is going to quarterback the champs? See?
The Houston Texans announced that former number 1 pick Jadeveon Clowney will not start against the 49ers on Sunday night. Clowney has been perpetually injured since being drafted, having only played in 17 games, getting 4.5 sacks. Also in that draft, Buffalo linebacker Khalil Mack, who last season was an all-pro at 2 different positions, going 4 picks later. Was Clowney the right choice? Yes, injuries can happen at any time to any player. The Texans are actually playing it safe, letting Clowney take his time getting back. And when he played all final 13 games of last season, he and Watt should be dominating O-lines together in no time. Ugh. B, yes, Mack was a suspect pick, having only recently moved to linebacker in college and played in a weak American conference. Picking the guy from the SEC, who would have been the number 1 pick his sophomore season, is worth the number 1 pick when he was eligible. C, no, look at how well Mack has done and how the Texans have their D-line monster beast in Watt already. They could have used a solid linebacker.
When Clowney came out of South Carolina, he was Red Flag Jones. There were a lot of indications that he would not dominate. He may have lacked a little of what you would call maybe a little heart, a little of the intangibles. So I'm going to lean C. And at the time I said, I don't know if I would even risk taking this guy in the top 5. 1, definitely no. So C, no.
On Tuesday, surfer bro turned quarterback coach David Yost said that he was in the midst of a QB battle at Mizzou between Blaine Gabbert and, quote, "I don't really know who the other guy was," end quote.
I heard that.
So you can see how that battle turned out. Now Gabbert is in another battle with a starting QB job going against Colin Kaepernick. Rumor has it the Niners want Gabbert to show he can win the job as opposed to handing him the job for fear of Kaepernick kind of giving up. A, Gabbert should be told he has the starting job. He's the better quarterback to make the plays that a quarterback should make to help his team win, as bad as the Niners might be. B, Cap will end up starting week 1 as Kelly would want a more mobile quarterback to make plays for an offense that has little to no receivers to throw to. C, it doesn't matter who ends up being the starter for the Niners. There's no receivers, and the run game with Carlo Hyde is suspect because of his injury history last season, but at least watching DeForest Buckner will be fun.
This is part of a pattern. I think originally Alex was asking me this in the spring, and I have said all along, I'm sticking to my guns. Chip Kelly's first game that counts as the 49er head coach, he will have Colin Kaepernick as the starting quarterback. I'm sticking to it and going B.
NBC paid $7.75 billion to have the Olympic TV rights for the next 16 years. That's through the 2032 Olympics, and we literally don't even know where it's going to be. Having paid all that money, surely NBC will start broadcasting the games live, right? A, yes, the United States is the only country in the world that doesn't broadcast the opening ceremonies or key events like swimming, gymnastics, track and field live for the entire country. Eventually, NBC will feel the shame and realize they need to join the rest of the world. B, nope. TV ratings, money, and executives that go, oh, you guys can just stream it, will forever keep the U.S. behind the rest of the world when it comes to watching the Olympics. Plus, the East Coast is lucky enough to get some events live, so that's good enough. C, yes, but only if the games, winter or summer, end up in the U.S. somewhere. That's the only way to guarantee the same or similar ratings for NBC.
First of all, stop calling me Shirley. And second, you mentioned it. They paid $7.75 billion. This is about one thing and one thing only. Ratings. B. And that's that.